Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. For the record, I'm Senator Carla May, representing the 4th Senatorial District. I am here today to present SCR 18, Senate Concurrent Resolution, which urges the U.S. Congress to enact the proposed Economic Democracy Act as a national just free market policy. The top 20% of Americans own 86% of the country's wealth, whereas the bottom 80% only owns 14% of all of the country's wealth. The gap between the rich and the poor grows wider every year, as supported by research done in the Government Accountability Office. Not only has this gap been widening, the Government Accountability Office's research has shown that those who live poorly are less likely to live long lives, while the rich get richer and enjoy a longer life expectancy. The United States Congress needs to enact the Economic Democracy Act to ensure that everyone has a fair and equal chance while dismantling structural barriers. The Economic Democracy Act, or EDA, is a proposed federal legislative program of tax, monetary, and fiscal reforms for promoting sustainable economic growth while creating equal opportunity and access for every citizen every year from birth to death to become a shareholder in the technological frontier. The Economic Democracy Act offers a new national policy to foster lifelong capital income self-sufficiency as a means to achieve true economic independence for all citizens. If implemented, capital ownership would systematically deconcentrate and be made directly accessible to every person without reducing the property rights of the wealthy. With that, I'll take any questions.
Questions for Senator May on Senate Current Resolution 18? Seeing none, any here in support today of Senate Current Resolution 18, please come forward. Make sure you fill out a witness form. Let us know who you are and proceed when ready.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. My name is Gene Gordon, and I am founder and executive director of Descendants of American Slaves for Economic and Social Justice. It's an honor and privilege to be before this committee today, and it sometimes can be a very intimidating feeling being amongst lawmakers and things like that. But we're a 501c not-for-profit organization headquartered in St. Louis. We're a nonprofit education organization and committed to base action catalysts that promotes and educates every citizen on the fundamental human rights of private property. Allow me to say justice is a deeper engagement, and we must begin to look at the systemic reasons why many citizens are in the condition that they're in today. This rings true to me, living in North St. Louis, where I see abject poverty, crime, and fratricidal conflict. In the words of Aristotle, poverty is the parent of crime and revolution. Engaging effectively and systematically in justice lies at the heart of the Article 17 of the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights that were written in 1948, that no nation today is utilizing this right. And it states, everyone has the right to own property alone as well in association with others. No one should be arbitrarily deprived of his property, and we as leaders must commit ourselves to do that work. Inequality is the greatest harm to our democracy because inequality asphyxiates hope. The Economic Democracy Act, also known as the Capital Homestead Act, this legislation package of national monetary and tax reform will harness the existing powers of the 12 regional Federal Reserves, commercial banks regulated by the Fed and insurance companies to create asset-backed money and enable every citizen, no matter how rich or poor, each year from birth to death, to have equal access to the means and acquire corporate growth shares of productive capital added annually to the economy. Rather than using their limited savings, knowing that 60% of all Americans have less than $1,000 in their savings, this will be paid off by future profits, not past savings. I believe that the descendants of American slaves can help overcome systemic racism by delivering justice and equality of ownership opportunity to victims of racism, as well to those who are directing hatred toward us. We will take pride in leading a positive and unifying approach to, as you can well know, you're hearing in their tone and optics in Washington about HB 40 reparation bill. Well, in the word reparation, the root word is repair. So we as the descendants of American slaves is asking that we repair the system, repair the monetary system, America's highly undemocratic ownership system, transforming it into one that provides equal ownership opportunity to every citizen, even the descendants of American slave owners. No cash subsidies. There's a lack of dedication among our leaders and a critical lack of understanding among citizens of the history and the narrative of who we are and where we come from. We must begin to reimagine what our economy will look like if all citizens had equal access to capital ownership and could acquire independent source of income from their capital as well as their labor. We could significantly reduce the need for government redistribution to the tax system, which simply takes from those who have to give to those who need. Just as we gain access to the ballot box through the vote, we as citizens should be able to exercise our fundamental human right and rights of private property and productive capital. This requires equal access to the means to become a capital owner while safeguarding the property rights of all others. I say in my conclusion, St. Louis and the state of Missouri, there's a narrative around the world. In Amsterdam, a museum in Amsterdam, there's an exhibit that actually teaches tourists that Missouri and St. Louis is the highest in gun violence and crime and one of the most dangerous places to live. So we can end that narrative by leaders of Missouri introducing this bill to the U.S. House of Congress to pass this act, and we can be pioneers in making America greater than it has ever been. Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for your testimony. Any questions for this witness? Seeing none. Again, thank you for being here. Any further in support of SCR 18? Any further in support? Seeing none. Any in opposition to SCR 18? Seeing none, any for informational purposes only. Seeing none, that will conclude the hearing on SCR 18. Thank you, Senator May. I make a motion that we adjourn the committee. Moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. We are adjourned.